All right. So how are you doing?
Nice. How are you?
Good. So what do you work on? What's going on?
We work on an application called Crime Scene Net, which is built entirely for forensic works. For example, if it's a homicide case, maybe the forensics take 1,000 pictures and write 1,000 documents, and they take 100 pieces of objects, cigarettes, everything for DNA and fingerprints. Mm-hmm. And when they're done, they have a huge load of paper, and nobody knows what's
going on.
Yeah.
All right.
So we link it together, so they're able to see which documents describe which piece of evidence, and they're able to get a picture of the location where the evidence was found. And
interesting.
And distribute a case so the prosecutor and the defense gets a copy of the case on a DVD instead of a truckload of paper.
So are you actually generating images out of data?
No,
you're saying?
No. We import pictures. Pictures taken at the crime scene.
Got it.
Normal pictures and 360-degree panoramic pictures.
Okay. And you put those together into
structure. Actually, we use third-party software to assemble the images. There's lots of companies doing this, but what we've done is we've made our own 360-degree viewer to support high resolution.
Nice.
And then we put in hotspots in the picture. So, for example, if a fingerprint has been found on a door or a cigarette has been found on the floor, then we can put a hotspot where it was found. So we're always able to link back to the hotspot where the evidence was found, so we're able to show in court.
Interesting. Now, when investigators are actually collecting this data, I mean, do they have to think sort of ahead of time in labeling the data so that you can make a match between, or do they already do that, right?
They already must do that. What we've basically done is that we've taken their analog way of working and make that digital, so it's still the same process as they used to. Now that you're able to do it on a computer, what we've done is, a special thing they do today is they take one man go into a crime scene, and take, for example, an apartment, and then take a 360-degree picture in each room, come out, assemble them, crime scene that, display them, and if it's 20 technicians that have to investigate a scene, then they can see the scene before they go in and tamper any evidence, so they can plan how they want to investigate the scene before they actually been to the scene.
Hmm. Excellent.
And the investigators who go and catch the criminal, they often only get to go to a scene 2-3 days after the technicians have started investigating the scene, because if the investigators who go to the field and catch the criminal, if they go into the scene, they will tamper evidence. So in this way, the investigators who go on the street and catch the criminal can see the scene before it has been released from the technicians. So they're able to say, we want that glass or those beer bottles out for DNA and fingerprint a lot earlier in the case. They can start chasing criminals.
That's good. So people are actually using your software now.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Well, for example, they cut down a lot of time, because when you have completed a case, you have one DVD. You can send this DVD to the prosecutor and the defense, export it from a single DVD, where you, in the old way, have to copy a lot of paper and send a truck to his location, and the prosecutor has to read 5,000 pages to decide whether if a case is going to court or not. A suspect may be in jail for a year before the prosecutor decides whether it's a case that has to go to court or not. This way they can cut down the lead time before they take a decision to bring the case to court or not.
Excellent. Very cool. So did you guys have a background in criminal investigation or what?
The journalist actually once asked me if I was criminal or not.
No, we haven't.
It started 5 years ago when a policeman came to me and asked if we could help him make 360-degree pictures to be used in the criminal world, like forensics world. And it's just the process of going home 14 days, making something, going back, showing new ideas, and then brainstorming together with the technicians and saying, oh, it could be nice if we could do this and this and that, and then go home, program, and go back. And
excellent. So were you programming this in what language?
In C#, .NET.
C#?
We only use .NET 3.0.
Okay.
Built the platform, the user interface entirely in UPF.
Nice.
And make use of VCF, as we made a network service, because in a large case there could be perhaps 5 technicians working in the same case. So we made a VCF server, so we were able to have 5 clients working in the same case at the same time.
Excellent.
So it's very easy to use a network service.
Well, let's take a look at this, huh?
Yeah. It's just open branch in there. Over the case. Of course, it's built on top of Active Directory, so it's easy to integrate users. We start here by going into a location, which is a list of scenes, could be your case with several crime scenes, where the murder took place, or where the murder weapon was found, etc. Here I just made one for demo here today. I open the location. What I go to interactive pictures, and here we have, could be a key map or an aerial photo where we have hotspots indicating another picture or a 360-degree picture, or it could be that some kind of evidence was found here. If I go into this hotspot,
for every single email, we'll go to the archive now.
I can go even further through another hotspot here. What I get here is a marker, and I get a lead here. This is a footprint indicates that this is a lead. So when I double-click this lead, I will jump to the tab called leads here, showing you this is a slipper found in some blood. And I have shown you that there's a picture of this, and I have a document describing this. So when I double-click the document, I'll jump to documents. Now I have the ability to read this document. And I can also go back to the picture by clicking way back. So for example, if in court the defense says something about some kind of fingerprint, then I'm able to go into Crime Scene Net, find the fingerprint, and see which documents tell something about this fingerprint.
Nice.
So I can fairly easily say if it's right or not, but by looking up the finger, the reports, and reading the fingerprints.
Very interesting.
If I go back to the room here, I can double click this, which is a 360-degree picture. And then I can pan around inside the 360-degree picture. This is also entirely made with WPF or .NET 3. We had a big problem that the police wanted to use 360-degree pictures in the highest possible for graphic resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And the viewers on the market were only capable of, well, were meant for use in internet applications where you can show like real estate, where you have small resolution of 360-degree. So what we did is made our own viewer in BPF, which tried making a picture of 33,000 times 16,000 pixels.
And
it worked fine. It takes a couple of seconds to load in BPF, and then it runs. So BPF helped us out a lot.
Excellent.
Solving this. Of course, we have our key map, so we always keep track of where our hotspot is. Then we can mark a piece of a picture or anything for a presentation list. So if I mark this picture for presentation list here, then I can go to my tab here for a presentation. Just take a time to look. Then I have a list of a presentation, and I can, of course, change the order of the presentation. And then I can simply say play, and then I'll get my presentation on full screen. then I can see this, I browse through my presentation in court. If I run this on a split screen, it actually supports that I will get the controls on the one screen and I will get the presentation on a secondary screen automatically. So they're able to in court change the order of the presentation during the presentation. So if for example if someone they are interrogating changes the story and they have to change the pictures in the middle of the presentation, they can do that.
Excellent.
Or also video or documents or leads or whatever they have, they can put in the presentation.
Very cool. Well, hey man, thank you for your time. Very interesting application. And I hope it helps catch more criminals.
It does.
Well, I'm sure it does.
They actually use this. They want to use this for terror preventing as well.
Okay.
For example, if we have a important house or something, and they can go in and capture. Build a scene with hotspots on a key map for this entire place, and if some terrorists go into the scene or if they hijack it, then the SWAT team or whoever will be able to go through the scene before they actually go in, so they can see here's a dumpster and we can hide here and go through like this. So they actually, we're starting working together with some companies who are doing this in the Middle East had a case in Denmark where some larger Danish companies were captured in the Middle East, and we're talking with this British company to start protecting using crime scene to protect these facilities around the world where
they're threatening.
Yeah, where they're threatening.
Excellent. Well, good job, man. Thank you for your time.
Perfect. Make sure that try and keep